So SAP is the organizational structure. Now we are going to look at the modules. The SD module has the following organizational units. So one is the sales organization. You have the distribution channel. We said that the company code is more or less the same as sales organization, or that is how we used to always have it. Then you have the sales offices. So you can physically have offices other than the head office, which can be in various parts of the country. Now you can have sales area where you only have representatives, but you don't have an office. So sales group or sales area and sales office are different. So do not assume that they are one and the same. Then we talked about the division, the different verticals. Company code, we have already discussed about it, and this is maintained by the finance. Plant. Now plants are normally what we call as the manufacturing units. So otherwise we just simply call it as a storage location or a warehouse. So plants are where the processing or the value addition happens. It can be anything. It can be manufacturing, it can be assembly, can be anything, but you are changing the material from one form into another form. Whereas storage location, if you're doing a trading activity, like for example, importing the material or products, and you are selling them as it is. So then you are not changing the entity. You are not changing the nature of the material. So there it will be storage location. Storage location is also like within a plant, you have different areas. You may have an area for storage of raw materials. Now, even within raw material, you can have liquid raw materials. For example, you're getting diesel or some solvents. So there may be a different yard where you have the underground tanks or overhead tank or over the ground tanks. So that can be one storage location. There is another storage location for items that are temperature sensitive. So they are the cold storage, where certain temperatures have to be maintained. So storage location here can also mean the subdivision of the storage available at the plant. Sales area, we have already discussed. So this is the SAP SD organization structure. As you can see, at top is company code, and then below that you have sales organization. And company code, sales organization, they can be the same. And then under the sales organization, you have the distribution channel, and then you have the divisions. In fact, we used to always have the division on top, because within a division, you can have different distribution channels, because every division will have their own distributors and direct customers. So this can be interchanged in some of the cases. This is not hard and fast. And then you have the sales areas, which are, it can be the states, or it can be broadly divided into north, south, east, west, sort of a thing. And as far as the material is concerned, you have the plant. The plant is where the manufacturing takes place. And you can have the shipping point. The plant can be your shipping point, or the plant and the warehouses can be your shipping point. So if you are doing a trading activity, or it could be that you are manufacturing at the plant, you have the feasibility that you can directly make a sale from the plant. But in certain cases where you are producing the material and you don't have orders, or you have deferred orders, then you can transfer the material to the shipping point or shipping locations and store it there till the material is due for delivery. And then, of course, we have the sales office and the sales group. So company code created and maintained by the finance, and it's part of the finance module. Top organizational unit in finance. So when you say top organizational unit means all your balance sheets, profit and loss statements, everything is made in this entity. It's an independent legal entity. That means it's like a company, whether it's a private limited or a public limited company or a partnership firm, but it is the whole unit linked to the sales and distribution module, because your revenue, whatever revenue for that particular company code or sales organization comes from the sales and distribution. So whether you are selling products, goods, services, the revenue will be captured through the sales and distribution module. Sales organization, so that is the highest level in the SD organizational structure. It's responsible for the sales strategies, execution and monitoring. But as I said, we used to always treat sales organization and the company code at par. Sales reporting and document allocation are done at this level. Coming to distribution channel, process of distributing goods and services to the customer. So as I said, there are different processes. You're directly selling to a customer or you're selling it to a distributor, and the distributor in turn is going to sell it to the customer. So these becomes two different processes for distribution of goods. Enables reaching customer or end consumers. So fairly simple. Division groups similar goods and services based on traits or properties. So like I said, it can be verticals depending upon the industry that they are catering to or the type of service they are giving, or it could be different product lines. Minimum one division required for SD module execution. So if you have a business where you don't have different verticals, then at least you have to define one division. It can be just 101 division, you know, which is the default division, but that is required to be maintained. That means you cannot define in SAP the division as non-existent. Contains goods, materials, and services sold to the customer. So under the division will cover all the goods and services or materials which are sold by this particular division. Plant. SAP system term with varying definition in different modules. In SD refers to facility for distributing finished products to the customer. So the plant, even a warehouse is actually referred to as a plant, because you may not be doing any processing there. You are just storing the material and removing the material from there. But even then it is, but how we differentiate in the system is the parameters when you configure. For a production system, the configuration is slightly different. And for a warehouse, which is used only for storing and shipping material, the parameters are defined differently. But you can ship material from both the manufacturing unit as well as from the warehouse. Sales area, combination of sales organization, distribution channel and division. We've already talked about, you know, what we mean by sales area. So you have a fair idea of that. Defines the market strategy and sales of specific goods and services. This can happen because, you know, your markets could be slightly different across, you know, geographies. To give you one example, you know, if you look at the leather market, some of the states which are very active are West Bengal, then you have Tamil Nadu, and let's take these two cases. Now, sorry, UP, I forgot, Kanpur. So West Bengal is mostly for goat leather, okay? If you look at UP, it is mostly for buffalo leather. If you take the Tamil Nadu, it will be a combination of goat and cow leather. So what happens is the kind of products you sell and the systems or processes that the customers employ are very much, you know, distinctly different. So in a sales area, you can define the strategy. So your strategy, let's say for the goat market will be different, for buffalo market will be different, and for cow market will be different. So this is what we mean by you can define strategies by the sales area. Sales office. So additional offices set up apart from the head office. So you already have a head office or a registered office, correct? But in addition to this, you may have sales offices, and sales offices can be different for different divisions. So within the same company, you can have a chemical division which is having sales office in different areas, and you have another one which is for, let's say, some pharma kind of intermediates, they could have sales offices in different areas depending upon where their customer base is located. So what does sales office do? Helps penetrate target markets in different geographical locations. Performance analysis at the sales office level, so you can find out which sales office is performing, not performing, even your target setting, etc., can be done at the sales office level. Acts as intermediary between sales headquarter, department and customers. It also can be an intermediary because, you know, you can even have multiple sales areas defined under the sales office. So like, for example, you have a sales office in Chennai, and then you have sales areas which designate like the Chennai city, Ranipet, Ambur, Vaniyambadi. These are places in Tamil Nadu. So this then become the sales area, which are major centers, you know, like for processing leather, and where, let's say, we are selling the chemicals, etc. So this is as far as the sales office is concerned. Storage location. So maintains different types of stocks, that is raw material, finished goods, includes specific location for returns, spares, temperature controlled items. So we discussed about, you know, storage of solvents or liquids which have to be stored in tanks, or items which have to be stored in the open. Now if you look at some of the industries like aluminum industry, the bauxite, which is the basic raw material, it's a ore for making aluminum. It is stored in an open yard. It is stored like in heaps, correct? So that could be one of the storage location. Simultaneously, there could be an engineering spare store where only the engineering spares are stored in the form of bins. Or you may have some very large spares of machines, etc., which are not stored in bins but in an open area, what we call as a block storage. So each one of these can be designated. We also talked about the temperature controlled storage, etc. So you can designate in SAP each of these areas separately. Sales group. So it's a subset of employees in a sales office assigned to respective sales offices. We already saw this, that under the sales office we can have sales groups, and under the sales group we will have the employees who are working within that sales group. Order to cash process. So order to cash is a vital function in SAP SD, as we already saw, because it's a revenue function. It generates sale, it generates revenue for the company. It drives the organization's revenue generation process. OTC involves acquiring, processing, manufacturing, shipping, invoicing and receiving payment for the orders. This is the entire process. The SAP SD module captures this process through distinct stages and transactions. So you have the sales order. Actually, they have not mentioned the quotation or the receipt of purchase order or indent. But the process, as we see it, starts from creation of a sales order. When the material is to be delivered, then the deliveries are created. We also call it the delivery order. And then the billing documents are generated and material is shipped. And of course, the final stage is the recovery of the payment. So you have the pre-sales, you may have a contract. So you have entered into a contract with the company or the customer, or it can be a one-off transaction where, you know, he inquires about the price, etc., and places a distinct order. And then you have the sales order generated, you have delivery created. So, or a delivery order created. Now, delivery order can be either for sale of goods or it can be even for transfer of goods. So, you also have a transfer order here where material is transferred from, let's say, the manufacturing plant to the warehouse, or from one plant to another plant. One warehouse to another warehouse. So, these are transfer orders. In case of sale, there is a goods issue, there is a shipment, there is a billing cycle. The bills are raised, and finally then you have receipt of payment, and the account receivable monitoring is there, which actually adjusts the payment against the invoices. There is another one, box of stock accounting, which is, you know, you also have this audit process of physical stock checking. So every few months, you are supposed to do a physical stock check to see that your system stocks and your physical stocks match. It does happen once in a while, because many a times in the warehouse, you have people who are not very literate. So instead of X material, Y material goes, because the name is very similar sounding, or they are not literate enough and somebody can make a mistake. So the physical inventory also needs to be carried out. So order to cash process. The SAP order to cash process consists of four main stages. That is the pre-sales activities, then the order processing, the shipping, and the billing. So pre-sales activities involves capturing customer request, pricing, and delivery conditions. So pricing is, you know, here the quotation. Also, you need to define the prices in the system. So if you are going to define the price for a customer, there are certain industries where you are custom making a product. So here you don't have a standard price, but the price depends on the item and the volumes ordered by the customer. So the price has to be maintained in the pricing table, and the delivery conditions. So delivery conditions are, you know, whether you are going to deliver the material to the transporter or to the you know, their warehouse, or directly to their facility like a door delivery. Even for you know, if it's an export, whether you are going to cover only up to the loading port or up to the destination port. So these are all the delivery conditions. So all these have to be finalized before the sales order is generated. Order processing includes creating and processing sales orders with details of goods, pricing, delivery, and billing information. Billing information will be all the payment terms, the sold to address, ship to address, any other terms which may apply. Shipping activities involve creating outbound delivery documents, packing goods, arranging transport, and posting goods issue. So here, normally the delivery order is the starting point. The moment the warehouse receives the delivery order, they do the picking. Picking is where they actually physically go and remove the goods from the shelves, the storage system. And the way things operate, you know, we have a FIFO, industry operates with the FIFO system. So it is first in, first out. So if there are three batches of material, the oldest batch material, the delivery order will mention the batch number which is to be shipped, and the person who is doing the picking has to pick up the right batch number. So it's not that any material or any product of that particular name can be shipped out. He has to go and pick the right batch number. So that is the picking operation. Once they pick it, they consolidate it, then they generate the shipping documents, they arrange the transport, they load in the transport, they generate the invoices, and then the material is shipped out. Billing activities include creating billing documents, generating invoices, and recording payment received. So payment receipt is something subsequent, unless it's an advance payment. So in case of advance payment, you wait for the payment to first come in, and then you invoice the material. So now we'll have a look at the SAP SD screens and overview of the major transaction codes. Before that, we'll just cover on the database tables. So all data are maintained in SAP, are getting stored in predefined tables from where this data can be called at any given time. So as we have seen the master data and we have the transactional data. So you can have a look at both of these, and transactional data will be, you know, like you have a sales order. So where the, you know, you can have a look at what are the customers, which sold to party, which shipped to party, what are the products, what are the quantities, what prices, everything. So every module has their own sets of table, and this is usually divided into two. So what are those? One is the header table, so, and the other one is the item table. Header table is one which contains basically constant data for a particular transaction, and they are not dynamic in nature. That is customer, payment terms, Incoterms, etc. And item table, these are the variable items. That means item table is one which contains data that are dynamic in nature and can be changed, for example, material, price, quantity, etc. So just to explain a little in depth, header data will be the sold to party, the shipped to party. The commercial terms for them will be more or less fixed, you know, and even things like the transporter, etc. For the particular ship to location, the route, that means how the material is supposed to go and till where the material is to be delivered. So all these will be contained in the header data. Now the item table, which is one rung below, this is where you will have what are the products which are ordered. So let us say that there are four order different materials which have been ordered. What are the quantities of those four materials? At what price? So all these are maintained in the item table. So you, the top combination of the sold to, ship to, you may find that this is fairly constant and they may be regularly ordering on you. But the item table can vary every time depending upon the requirement of the customer, the requirement of the individual products, or the products being ordered can change. So can the price, etc. So this is a brief overview about the master, the header data and the item data. So SAP SD module utilizes transaction codes or T codes as we call for executing task. So you want to do anything, you want to view a screen, or you want to modify some information or data in the master data, etc., then you have this transaction codes. Or you want to even create, like for example, you want to create a sales order, so there'll be one T code. If you want to edit or modify a sales order, there'll be another code. And suppose you don't want to modify or do anything, just you want to view it, so there'll be another transaction code. And you have different codes because the authority to different users can vary. So somebody has the authority to create a sales order and to modify a sales order, but some other person may only have the authorization to view a sales order. He cannot modify or he cannot create a sales order. So T codes support various activities like record creation, modification, and reporting. And these are some of the T codes which are given here. So like for example, we were talking about the sales order, VA01, VA02, VA03. These are the transactions used for the sales order. Now, by default, whenever you see the 01, they are for creation. So VA01 will be for creation of sales order, VA02 will be for modification or editing, and VA03 is only for viewing. Similarly, for delivery creation or delivery order creation, and for billing. And mind you that the authorization for each of these transactions, they are highly controlled. So not everyone will be able to do each of this transaction. It will depend upon what authorization and what role you have in the organization that these transaction codes will be assigned to you, or you will be authorized to execute them. So now we come to the SAP SD screens, the various screens, how they look, and the kind of information they show. So SAP transaction codes are used to call programs or transactions that allow users to input various details and create different documents or records. So one is you are creating a record. Like for example, there is a sales order. Now we have to execute the sales order. So you need to create a delivery order. So you can create a delivery, right? So these are the different documents one has to generate. So once a transaction code is VA01, VA02, VA03, which is used for creating, changing, and displaying the sales order. We discussed about this. In the VA01 transaction, user can input the customer details. So things like Sold-to-party code, ship-to-party code, the purchase order number, purchase order date, based on which the sales order has been created. And these details will also be appearing in the invoice. So when the customer receives the material, they know exactly which purchase order of theirs against which the supply is being made. So in the VA01 transaction, user can input customer details, as we saw, material information. So which are the products required? What are the quantities? What is the price? Delivery plant. Now delivery plant depends upon the ship to code. So this is not at the product level. It is on the header level. Delivery date. A delivery date is also, you can define it both at the product level. So at the product level, you can even have multiple deliveries staggered, or you can have a single delivery date which is defined at the header level. Both these are possible. So delivery date, and after saving the sales order, the system will generate a unique record number, or what we call as a sales order number. So every sales order will have a sequential unique number, and this is an example of a sales order. So as you can see here, you can see that there is a order number, there is a sold to party. Now here for example, they have just given the code as 1, but normally depending upon the kind of organization, it will be a 6 to 8 digit code. So then you have a ship to party code, you have the purchase order number and the purchase order date. And then you have things like delivery block, billing block, which are controlling functions. So in case they have overdue payments, etc., you can actually see whether there is any block applicable for the customer. And then you have the material details, where what are the materials which are ordered and what quantities and what price. All those are visible here. Similarly, this T code, or this particular screen, tells you how the delivery document is created. So the delivery document is this number starting with 8. This is a unique number, and in SAP there are some rules that across companies, whenever they implement some of the ground rules, like how the numbering of the sales order or how the numbering of the delivery order or the invoice will be done. So these are recommendations given. People can always resort to their own system, but they recommend that you use the guidelines that they provide. So delivery order is the starting point as far as the shipment is concerned. And then you have the billing document. So once the billing document is created, you can see the invoices which have been generated. So to summarize, the SAP SD module is crucial for generating revenue in an organization. We saw that sales is where you generate the revenue, and this module is actually responsible for the sales and distribution. It is essential for business to implement this module with all relevant business scenarios to optimize its usage. We also saw the implications of division and distribution channels, etc. Records in the SD module are stored in different tables based on processes, modules, header details, and item details. So we saw that master data are separate, transactional data are separate. Transactional data are different for different processes. So for sales order, it will be different. For delivery, it will be different. Transaction codes are used to manage and execute various processes in the SD module, allowing users to input necessary data and generate new records. So you want to do a creation of a document, modification, everything. Transaction code is how you do it in SAP. The OTC, that is order to cash process, is followed in the SD module, consisting of pre-sales activities, which we saw, right from quotation, etc., to order processing, shipping and billing. Payment receipt is managed in the FICO module, that is finance and controlling module, but is indirectly linked to the SD module, as the receivables generated by billing is settled through payment receipt entities. So with that, we come to the end of the chapter on sales and distribution. Thank you.